The epic address by Moshe Rabbeinu to the Jewish people lasted over a month. But today's parsha takes it to the zenith of the address. It is the last day of his life, and he gathers them all together and he says as follows, "You are standing firmly today, all of you, before God, your God, the head of your tribes, your elders, your police officers, your young children, your women, and the converts within your camp, from the woodcutters to your water drawers, basically all of you. And you're standing here today in order to bring you into the covenant of God, your God, and his oath, which God, your God, is making with you today." Now, it's very interesting for two reasons. Number one, it says, Atem nitzavim hayom, you're standing here today. And from that one word, today, our commentaries learn out it's the day, the last day of his life. If it was important to impart messages to his people, knowing and recognizing that his leadership was going to come to an end at some point and Joshua would succeed him, then certainly on the last day of his life, Moshe Rabbeinu was going to ramp up his message to his people to ensure the continuity and the perpetuation of all that they had committed to and that he had led them towards. Of course, over here we see they're making a covenant with God and an oath, very powerful, eternal commitments. Today, we too are the progenitors of that oath and that covenant. Let us look at this passage again and understand it properly. So the passage says, you're standing today, all of you together. And as the Rebbe points out, the all of you together seems to denote that they're one mass, they're one kehillah, they're one congregation. But then it enumerates each of the specificities of the congregation, each of the categories of the generation, the leaders, the elders, the police officers, children, women, converts, woodcutters, water carriers, classifications that on some level seem to be divisive. When you come together as one, does it really make a difference your age? Does it really make a difference your gender? Does it really make a difference your profession? And the word kulchem, all of you, denotes one big unified representation of the Jewish people. The end of the passage, once again, really enumerates all of the specificities, which on one hand would seem to take away from that unified description of the Jewish people. The Rebbe points out that indeed both are very, very important. The individual element of each person and their service and their ability to affect their surrounding and their capabilities and their shlichut, their mission in this world, is unique to each person on their level. And yet, we come together as one people, even though we come from different directions, different shades, different perspectives, different talents, different capabilities. We come together and we unite as one. And if this seems to be difficult, the Rebbe points out, look at the end of the passage. And that is that you're all standing here today, all of you, with your unique capabilities, but you're standing lifnei Hashem Elokechem, in front of Hashem, your God. Because we're all standing in front of God, and God is connected to each and every one of us at an essential level, and the unity that that brings out between all of us is such that it can transcend those differences and those divisions, perhaps, in classifications. In other words, when we are united, when we recognize that we're one people, when we recognize that we each have individual talents, but we're all directing them towards God, then the divisions are not divisions. They're actually enhancing one to another as a people. If we're out there for ourselves, if we're out there for personal gain, if we're out there for superiority, then yes, 100%, those divisions is a problem. But lifnei Hashem Elokechem, Moses brought everyone together, congregated them, in order to do what? In order to pass us all through this covenant and this oath to Hashem. And that same commitment from Hashem to us. So yes, individuality in its right place, with the right focus, is key to the beautiful tapestry and unity of the Jewish people as one. As we approach Rosh Hashanah, let's all remember our personal capabilities and therefore our responsibilities to make this world a better place, our responsibilities from one Jew to another, our necessity to ensure that division doesn't creep in, even though we could have deep intellectual differences and debates. But at the end of the day, when we come together before Hashem, our God, your God, collectively, we come as one. And we are the most unified, impenetrable, and the greatest blessings then rain down upon us. Have a fantastic day.